I remember a couple of those voices. That one sounds like that Brit rocker.
The brown-eyed girl dude. The brown-eyed girl guy.
That's Van Morrison, right?
Yeah, Belfast's own Van Morrison and Wales's favorite son, Tom Jones.
That's right.
That music clip from the documentary Red, White, and Blues, that's Chapter 6 of the 7-part PBS series The Blues, executive produced by Martin Scorsese. And Matthew Goldwasser in the house to take us into this jazz blues on film, directed by Mike Figgis. This one, I think, draws in rockers who may not have realized how much British rock is based on the blues.
And how much the blues, at least in Britain, came out of jazz. That this particular documentary shows the transition of British jazz musicians introducing the general public to the blues, and then young teenage crazy record collectors like Eric Clapton and John Mayo and Steve Winwood just diving deeper and deeper into it.
This series came out back in the early part of the century, right?
2003. It came out 2 years after Ken Burns' massive jazz series.
Mm.
And Scorsese invited 6 film directors, as well as himself, to each produce a segment.
Well, let's go to a clip here that I found from the documentary Red, White, and Blues.
Started that Ray Charles lick on What Did I Say, and we all went, what was that?
Well, because John Lee Hooker was the first one to come over for a club tour. He'd previously been over on one of the blues packages in concert. But this was the, you know, when he came over to do a tour with us, you know, that was a big success.
We backed Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, T-Bone Walker, Champion Jack Dupree, mm-hmm. and Memphis Slim, Jimmy Witherspoon.
Right there at the end there, John Mayall describing the blues singers that actually invaded Britain before Britain invaded the States.
Right, right. Yeah. The first voice was...
Ray Charles was in there. I mean, that was the music anyway.
Yeah, that was Georgie Fame talking about Ray Charles' influence, and then John Mayo talking about the club tours, and then finally Steve Winwood, who probably was about 16 or 17 at the time, backing all of those heroes of his from the blues.
This is the Red, White, and Blues, Chapter 6 in the 7-part series called The Blues. Big Bill Brunsey, a huge name, huge impact in Britain. Sister Rosetta Tharpe, you know, everybody, it seems like all these American blues artists had to get a gig in England.
Yeah, I think it started out with concert tours and some television appearances that really exposed them to the general public. And then as John Mayo states, later they came back around for club tours, and that was where some of these young musicians, Mick Fleetwood and Eric Clapton, wound up playing and backing these guys on British club tours and then European club tours. The film is a great balance between the history of the blues, kind of the stories behind it, and then wonderful, wonderful in-studio performances.
Yeah, they actually lay down some tracks in blues style. I was blown away by Lulu, whom I always loved since To Sir With Love. And B.B. King, who notes, you know, these British guys kind of extended the blues man's career through the 50s and 60s into the 70s and on.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, you can say what you want about, you know, white British musicians appropriating black culture, you know, and argue about the absence of royalties that may have, you know, been due, well, that certainly were due to many of these artists.
Yes and yes and yes.
Yeah. But also another fact is that many, if not most of these musicians would have languished in their own smaller neighborhoods had it not been for the British explosion and taking them along on rock tours and introducing them to a much wider audience and allowing them to have a larger quality of life.
John Lee Hooker did several Stones tours in the U.S.
Right. I want to make a point that there are these really sweet, unguarded little moments. For example, Tom Jones and Jeff Beck sitting in the studio with a boombox playing Ray Charles or Howlin' Wolf, and the two of them playing and singing along to it.
Is this on DVD or Blu-ray? How do we catch it?
Yes. We looked it up. Amazon has it,
okay.
And Netflix for rental, and finer video establishments. Okay. There are just a few left.
I think we'd just leave with a little quote from Eric Clapton, who said, "You know, I don't know how far the ripple effect of our influence spread, but Robert Johnson is a household name now."
Mm. And there's a song you and George settled on to take us out.
Well, I found this as an outtake. This is an instrumental featuring Jeff Beck on guitar, John Cleary on piano, and Peter King, a highly regarded British saxophonist, playing in the Abbey Road studio